can't believe it. I found it. Where did you find it?
The black hole in my closet.
Say bonus because the internet was down last week. We figured we'd give you two this week.
So this ass comes in here, giddy as a schoolgirl.
I found something in my closet.
I found it.
My precious.
It's this wood panel little
thing.
Two inch by two inch box
Radio Shack.
That says on it, Executive Stress Eliminator. And it does this. Yeah,
we're high tech here.
This is a high tech show, everybody. High tech show.
Shit. So, we spared no expense.
Moving on.
But like I said, we said it all. Last podcast, our internet was down for a week last week. Got me thinking of how the internet, in essence, over the past, 8, 9, maybe even 10 years, has actually affected our stinking pathetic little lives.
Yeah. See, we're not the, what you'd call, party types.
Yeah.
We don't exactly have a lot to do.
Nor are we the pathetic trolls that are out there that have to.
That is true. That is the one thing I'm glad I can say that's not me. But yeah, I never thought the internet being down would affect me as much as it did. It did. Like you said earlier, we've been on the internet, you and I both, since about 97?
At least 97, 98.
97, 98, we've had internet access. And there's only been a limited amount of time before last week that I've been without it for so long.
Yeah.
And when we're without it here, there's nothing around here.
There isn't. Yeah.
So you have to travel with the laptop.
To a Wi-Fi
hotspot.
Thank you. We're going to drop a little plug here.
Plug.
Thank you, Daily Grind in Winchester,
Virginia.
I drink my coffee there, and it's a local business.
It's better than Starbucks.
Yes, I don't go to Starbucks anyway because it's against my religion.
That's true. But yeah, like I said on a former podcast, it kind of reminded me of the South Park where they all were without the internet, so they had to go to the special camps. But yeah, it was terrible. I actually was forced to be creative and do other things. I couldn't play Mafia Wars.
Yeah, the little MySpace app.
Yeah, I couldn't check my MySpace, which nobody ever talks to me on there anyway.
I was without email and everything else for...
What did we do? Which brings up the good point. What did any of us ever do
I actually lost weight before the internet.
Yeah.
I went out and did shit.
Before the internet, what did any of us do? That's a good question, and that would remind me that we do have an email address.
Yes, it is.
It is EECF
25428
at comcast.net. And you could even drop us a line and tell us what you did before the internet.
We remember I remember starting out my internet experience with a 14.4 KBS fax modem.
I had web TV. Web TV. And it was very limited to what you could do. As far as when I first started out, there was websites and stuff, and I would like design little HTML websites. Hey, we went to Warped Tour this year. We did them on the Web TV pages. And we had a little site that we hosted that was myself and my friend Mike, who does Static Babble Zine now. We had a thing called Board Magazine, Board Core is what it was called. And we used to have a little page that we updated and like, hey, we went to Warped Tour this year, we went to this show, we went to that show, and we'd post up pictures and stuff like that. And that's about as high tech as we got. Now it's beyond like, that.
But I think what as drives most technology, porn usually drives everything. It was like
the more intricate and more better porn becomes, the more we advance.
It's
the
like
race of
ever
people.
Since the popularity of, like the net, it's like, oh, I like to have sex with balloons, and you have somebody pop up. What color?
Lord.
It's just frightening. It's just like, not just that aspect of it all. I mean, just saying, yeah, I went on the internet. It's like going into a coffee shop and asking for just plain coffee. You have to be literally specific to where you went, what you want.
And you know what I noticed? What's really funny is addicted to it as I am, or anybody is, I guess. I don't really look at anything that's that great.
No.
And then
it's
when
always
you,
the same
when I
old...
look when I look back on it, I go, "God, what am I doing sitting here on the internet all the time?" Cuz it's like okay, I'll go on YouTube and just bitch about stupid shit, or I'll go on MySpace.
It's only recently the past few years that YouTube's been, you know, like uber popular. But prior to that, it's like no one went online for maps or directions or videos.
I mean, all that stuff's helpful, but you only use it part of the time. Most of the time, you're looking at people getting hit in the nuts.
but you're saying it's like, well, it's like back prior when the internet was still coming of age, so to speak, it was like, I need to go to this particular spot in, you know, Trenton, New Jersey, for example. And you would have to dig out 15 maps, you know, plan your route. Now it's MapQuest.com or Google Maps.
Google Maps, Yahoo Maps probably, I don't know, which is worse?
MapQuest ranks right up there with Google. MapQuest ranks right up there at times with Yahoo Maps. Because I went to Yahoo Maps for directions that was very, in essence, what would have been around the corner. Because I wasn't sure where it was. It was like they were having some sort of home safety demonstration in Martinsburg at the police barracks, local sheriff's barracks there. And I wasn't sure if, I knew where it was, but I wasn't really sure. So I went to Yahoo Maps.
Right.
They gave me directions that were literally, it took you to the other side of town.
To get back across
to back, not to a spot where it was nowhere. It was like the northernmost part of the county.
What?
It was like 15 miles away from the actual barracks.
Ugh.
It wasn't until I was driving, taking a back way home, that I saw signs for this event.
Well, I told you what
happened. And I went to MapQuest, and they gave me the same directions as Yahoo Maps.
I got you. I can one up you on this one. From my parents' house to the beach in Ocean City, Maryland. It took me, where did it go? It took me like this back route instead of the regular way. It took me this back route. I swear there was one point when we got to a stop sign and we had to turn. It told us specifically turn left. So we turned left and we took this road and we're on this road for like 20, 30 minutes. And I noticed we were kind of going around a big bend. And it takes us out near the water. And then we come back. And it's like, we're headed back, you know, the other way. We're headed, you know, back west. And I was like, why are we headed west? And next thing I know, we get to basically a stoplight. And It was two blocks down from where we were 20 minutes ago.
That's like the maps that they give you. It's like, turn here. I can't turn here. It's a one-way street.
Yeah. I love that one.
Or
especially in D.C. Trying to navigate D.C. with a MapQuest map is probably the worst thing you could ever do.
Like, I went to a graduation party, and it was also a send-off party because he was going to Italy to study in Rome. And the directions said his address was on the right, yet his house was on the left. Like, what?
I don't know.
So, but still, now it's like, I need a recipe. It's like, well, I have the house by myself. I need to know how to cook recipes. I need all these cookbooks. Oh, yeah. Foodnetwork.com.
Bam! There you go. You got every possible
recipe and variant thereof. Yeah. And, I mean, it's like, oh, I feel like I want to laugh. Oh, YouTube or Google video.
Somebody getting hit in the nuts. Yeah.
Getting hit in the nuts. Or Font Conference or Power Thirst.
Yeah, Power Thirst. You run like Kenyans.
Fastest Kenyans.
We'll deport you to Kenya. You'll have babies. 400 babies. That's great. That is so funny.
I think you also have to thank the internet for, like, the boom for a lot of different conventions and shows, because...
Well, nothing beats getting the word out like the internet, too, either. That's
what I'm saying. It's like...
It's the master, like networking...
I didn't realize that there was a Comic-Con in Baltimore until maybe about 4 or 5 years ago when I did a general, search of, like, comic book conventions, and it was like, yeah, and it got me to Baltimore. I'm like, there's one in Baltimore? I've been going to, like, Philadelphia 4 hours away.
In all honesty, like, the internet is a very and important integral part of the U.S. infrastructure now. Like, as far as, like, commerce...
Yeah,
like e-commerce is huge. And like after the .com boom and everything fell through, you do have the remainders, the people that stayed, like the Amazon.coms. You have eBay. You have all those mainstays.
I remember back
Overstock, all those places that have survived. The .com boom and now are integral parts. Like, what do you do without Amazon? Like, a lot of people are like, "Well, I don't shop Amazon."
That's
why should. You should. Have you seen some of the deals on there?
Someone in my email chat was said, that's in essence the beauty of the internet. It's like, if one kind of burns you, it doesn't work right. There's always five others that you could go to, and it would either A, give you a better deal, or better deal, B, have something better.
Here's a question. We're kind of just rambling tonight, so bear with me. Shopping on the internet versus going and shopping in your local hometown. What's it gonna do to your local economies, like shopping on the internet mainly? Especially with the gas prices.
It can help and also could hurt, because sometimes you can only get something you can't find. Like, it might be a rare record or a rare comic that a local shop
right
might not have or have access to. What we mean by access to is they cannot get it themselves through a distributor. Right. But a place like Amazon.com might be able to get that record or comic or book that you're looking for. Yeah. So,
and they can most certainly use Amazon.com as a tool to get that for you. The same time, like, it also allows the end user, the person who would be ordering it, to do it themselves.
Yeah. But a local shop might have the local authors and the local things that a person might be interested in that a site like Amazon might not have.
Right.
So it's like almost a win-win.
Yeah, win-win situation. Yeah, you're going to get give and take. I don't know. I was wondering that because, as much as, like, the gas prices are being affected now, you got all this stuff with people just don't want to travel.
Not to mention, the internet is also a useful tool of not only putting out hoaxes, but debunking hoaxes.
Oh, yeah.
See the, again, folks, listeners, see the recent Bigfoot hoax, which was actually debunked, I think, the other night.
Yeah.
So, and again, I heard, like, 8 years ago, right before the millennium kicked in,
right,
that there was a guy, I heard nothing about it. From this date, from like June 1st to, it was supposed to be June 1st of next year, he was going to spend 1 year on the internet. He was not going to leave the house. What, you remember that?
No.
He was going to, it was a big club, he was living in the LA area, and he was going to order food to the internet. If you wanted pizza, like, he couldn't call. He had to use the internet. So he had, in essence, I am somebody to order the pizza for him and have it delivered.
Well, couldn't he just use, like, PizzaHut.com?
No, this is before PizzaHut.com.
Oh,
got it.
That's right. Ha, see how my knowledge kind of slips? Why didn't he just use PizzaHut.com? Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is before all that. Again, this was this was still when the boom was still happening, and you had buy food online, we'll deliver it to your house. So,
the point I was gonna make a minute ago about the books, we kind of got away from it, was like, I know for a fact that I can go on Amazon.com right now, and if there's a novel or there's just a book that I'm interested in, I can go on there and I can find it for pennies on the dollar. Usually I can find any book that I usually search for, and I don't mean comic book, I mean just like book. I can usually find somewhere between $1 and $2, if not cheaper. And it's like every time it's $3.95 shipping.
And
so
sometimes the shipping and handling is more than what you're paying for the book.
Well, yeah, but like these are for like $18, $20, $24 books. Where if I go to my local retailer, which I love, there's a book, a place called the Book Gallery in Old Town Winchester that I, frequent. I love that place. The guy who runs it is a very nice guy. He's, somebody I would consider, an acquaintance. I do things for him. Like, I get movie posters for him if I have access to him and stuff like that. Very nice guy. He rents his movies for like $1.50 for two nights and stuff like that. He's a good guy, but basically, like, I hate to do it, but like, I'll see stuff down there that I want, and I'll go online, and it's cheaper. It's a hell of a lot cheaper, and that's where you get in that dilemma: do I support the local economy, or do I do the right thing and buy cheap?
That's what I said. It's like a win-win scenario.
Yeah.
It depends on how fast you want that item. It's like, well, if I don't mind waiting for a few days, I'll Amazon.com. But if I want that item right now,
it
all depends on how fast you want that item.
Yeah.
If you want it right now in your hands and you have the $20 for that $20 item, by all means, buy it local. Support your mom and pop shop.
Yeah.
But if you don't mind waiting a couple of days, go online. Yeah. Not to mention that being online is extremely interesting, fun. You see not only the 15 billion, kick it to the nuts shots,
The one thing I'm tired of, I'm glad, I don't really see it anymore, and I don't know if people still do it. Are chat rooms still big?
I'm sure they're out there somewhere, but
I mean, I see forums and I see blogs and I see, people leave each other messages on MySpace, but I really don't see chat.
There's a MySpace chats, but
it's not accessible for Mac users.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is?
It is.
Oh, I've never been to it.
But, I don't think, I haven't heard that. I know that back in the day it was like 15, 20. Like a dime a dozen chat rooms. I know not even Second Life is that big anymore.
I've never even heard of it. I'm not big on stuff like that, but
Second Life was like a Sims type deal.
Right, I have no idea about it. But no, I just don't see any chat rooms anymore because I remember I used to religiously get on Yahoo Chat when I had my PC. I was constantly on Yahoo Chat. and it led to a lot of bad relationships, actually. But, I remember being on Yahoo Chat a lot, talking to people and always messaging. I don't even IM people anymore.
For me, back when I first started, I was heavily on AOL. Even when I had an internet, actual ISP, I was using AOL because, for me, AOL had better chat rooms, so to speak, better chat room support than, like, Yahoo Chats or anything like that. But it was always childish of you going to, unless it was, I mean, a community chat I'm talking about through AOL. It was always age, sex, location check.
Oh, man.
It was like every 15 seconds it was ALC, ALC, ALC.
The Chris Hansen pages, as I call them. Yeah. Ugh. Like, just nobody in there like, hey, can I... Like, I remember I had a webcam for all of one night. I got it on a whim. I said, well, I'll just try it. I'll plug it up. Maybe somebody wants to look at my ugly face while I sit here and do nothing. So I plugged it in just to see what the whole big thing was about. And I started getting these texts. Hey, can I view? I'm like, why? let me view. Okay. Yeah, like, brush your hair. I'm like, okay, you're not looking at me anymore. And I just got perverts. Like, ridiculous amounts of just weird-ass people. And that's when I kind of shied away from going to chat rooms anymore.
For me, I do have a webcam myself, but it's... I use it for... I still have a few people I instant message with, but the only time it's like, oh, I just got this new cool new item, and they're like, can I see it? And I could, you know, show...
Yeah, hold it up.
Hold it up. Or, like, check out the shirt I just got. You know, I could hold it up and they could see it. Therefore, it's kind of useful, right. You know?
I just found no use for anything like that. Or
now it's, like, so common. Even, like, the Macs today from the portables all the way up to the iMacs come with a webcam built in. So it's, like, the equivalent of having a MP3 player. Everybody has one, so it's like no big thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's like, so, like back in the days, having a webcam was the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Oh, you have a webcam. Ooh, wow.
I guess that's
now
why
it's like everybody now has like either an iPod or an MP3 player, so it's like, really?
Yeah.
It's like, it's no longer a status symbol.
Was it ever?
No, not really, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. And to those people, I say...
Yeah. It's a cheesy special effects. Yeah,
Wow.
I found it in the black hole in my room.
So, well...
Underneath my Vader helmet.
So, the internet. I don't know. Conclusions?
Conclusions. We're addicted to the internet.
Slapping his forearm.
Yeah.
But we don't know why.
We don't know why. I think it's become such a useful tool that, especially with like IMDb, the Internet Movie Database, like that guy looks familiar.
Yeah.
So
in the future, I hope that they can just incorporate it so that it's in my vision, it's in my brain, so that if I need to look up something that fast, I can access it and go about my day.
But the thing
I don't
is,
have to take out like 15-20 minutes like pondering stupid shit. I can just go and
if that ever happened, you'd have guys just getting mental images download of porn.
Yeah, like, these guys walking around boners all day. I don't know, I got a virus, it's in my brain, it just keeps downloading porn. Oh, God, yeah, oh, God.
But knowing you, your fiance would probably kill you that way.
She'd rip it off and shove it up my ass. Yeah. So, in conclusion, we need it, but we don't need it. Everybody... We need to make a day when we just don't use it, I guess.
There are days I don't use it, and there are days it's like every 5 minutes, gotcha, my email.
I'm just saying, every week we should probably make a day when we just go, I'm not going to use the internet. Just because.
Two years ago, that was like, for me, like, I didn't use the internet. Like,
well, now it's just impossible. I find myself drawn to it. But
I get home, I check the internet. But
anyway, so, I guess if you need to email us...
The urge to do whatever, yell at us, scream at us, send us marriage proposal.
EECF25428@comcast.net. you can just email us and ask us questions, yell at us.
Leave us comments on iTunes.
And yes. Search for us on iTunes if you haven't already. Leave us comments, 5-star ratings. If
we will answer your email on air. And as always, I'm the Reverend Jim Esquire.
And I am Big Candy, which we didn't introduce ourselves in the last episode.
No, I don't. I thought we did.
No, we didn't.
But we didn't.
And we didn't either until now on this one. So.
Yeah.
So, that concludes our broadcast day. And we're going to go record another one. Oh, he shot himself with a short blast. And we are out.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. It is I, the Reverend Godfather, the main host for the Long Coat Mafia podcast. I just wanted to hop in and let you know that you just heard a classic episode and that this is, in essence, bonus content. The reason why I chose this episode is not because of what was... I should say this. Let me stand corrected. Not only I wanted to break our streak of 2 years of straight content without using a classic episode... But I wanted to post this up strictly because of the executive sound machine type thing I made reference to in last week's episode. And coincidentally, we had internet problems this past week, which kind of hindered promotion and everything else on our end. So this classic episode was strictly fitting. So... that being said, I want to add that all the social media links in regards to this classic episode, as always, do not work. And if we had any announcements in regards to challenges or contests going on, they are null and void because this classic episode was only aired back in, I think, 2008 or 2009. And everything... in regards to what was said in this, in regards to social media links, have been busted. That's right, this show has been defunct for quite some time, so going on about 10 years. So, but if you do want to contact us in regards to what was said in this classic episode, you can do that by sending us an email at longcoatmafia@gmail.com or sending us a message on Facebook, which is facebook.com/ The Long Coat Mafia Podcast, or sending us a direct message on either Instagram or Twitter. Both handles are for each are Long Coat Mafia. Remember, all the social media links for the Long Coat Mafia are not defunct. They are active. You can go there, hit that like button, hit that follow button, hit that subscribe button. Yes, subscribe. But, Reverend, they... none of the places you said has a subscribe button. Ah, but alas, there is a subscribe button on our YouTube channel.
head on to our YouTube channel. Hit that subscribe button. Because my lazy rear has to post up at least 2 more videos for all of you. And there's plenty more videos coming down the pike for all of you to watch. And they might be strictly YouTube exclusive videos. So, that being said, you would have to find us on YouTube. You have to go to YouTube and search for the Lone Cult Mafia Podcast. And I must tell you that we do have, as well, both a Mixer.com and a Twitch.com channel. And our Mixer.com channel is LCMP. And those letters are all in caps to find us there. And our Twitter channel is Lone Cult Mafia PD, or it could be Pod. I'll put all the links in the show description for you to follow and subscribe there. And because we have everything installed on our laptop to do better streaming on those channels, we will do those channels better and have up clips so you could actually see some of the stuff that we have done. We could now stream from our Xbox One to YouTube as well, so it's extra content for all of you. So, we might actually stream up some Borderlands Game of the Year Edition stuff, so you can see some of that. Who knows? So, stay tuned. And, by the way, folks, we will be at the Martinsburg Library Comic-Con this year, or their pop culture show. That there might be crossovers and everything else, because we finally got the forms from the library. They're filled out. Our table fee has been placed, and the forms turned in. So, we will be at that event this year, and the week after that, we'll be at the East Coast Bigfoot Researchers Organization, I think that it is. As we get closer to that event, we'll have the links, excuse me, and everything else included on our Facebook page, and we'll be letting you guys and gals know about that event as it comes up. We'll try to get as much content as we can when we hit those events. Next week, we'll be crashing this Saturday, April the 27th, I think it is. Let me get my phone out and get up the calendar to make sure of the proper date. Let's see here. The date is for next, this Saturday is the 27th. We will be crashing the Chocolate Fest. So come on down and see us. We'll have our laptop and a mic set up. It's going to be a one mic type live crashing. So if you want to speak to us, talk to us, you can come see us and record something for the show. It'll be part of the next week's episode. And plus, we'll be trying to go see sometime that day as well the Avengers Endgame, so we can give you a non-spoiler review of what our thoughts were and everything else that day. So stay tuned. We have a lot coming. Plus, in July, we have Matt Burns's 4-State Punk Rock Flea Market, and there's a lot of stuff coming down the pike that will be great for you folks. Plus, we'll be working with Don Ramirez, some stuff down with him, hopefully, crossing our fingers. Please do not hold us to that promise, but we're going to be trying to work with Don Ramirez on some of the stuff that he's doing, and maybe we'll get even more interviews for you guys and gals to listen to. So not only will we have some more geeky stuff, we'll have Bigfoot stuff and paranormal stuff maybe, and music stuff too for those of you music lovers out there. So stay tuned, and again, I hope you enjoyed this classic episode. So take care, see you next week, and follow us on social media, please, and it helps us. And also, one thing that is true that we said in our classic episode that does help us is leaving reviews for our podcast. It does help, even though we've said in the past it doesn't really help, but it's now coming out to, it does help us in a way. So, like and subscribe to us on YouTube and Facebook and every place else. If you can't listen to us on iTunes/Apple Podcasts, or if you're going mobile, listen to us on Google Play or Spotify or Stitcher Radio, or even better, the Podbean app, or wherever you get podcasts on your mobile device. But if you'd rather listen to us on your desktop or laptop computer, you can do so through iTunes, which might be the easiest way to do so. So while you're there, hit that subscribe button to get brand new episodes when they're posted up. And if you don't like iTunes or Apple in any way, shape, or form, you can always get our stuff at our main website, which is thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com. That's right, you can listen to every episode we've done all the way to the beginning. That's right, all our panels that we recorded in the past, all our interviews that we recorded in the past, which were great interviews, so go there and listen. Plus, we're available on Spotify. You can listen to us on Spotify and Stitcher Radio on your computer as well. So please, go listen to our back catalog if you're a new listener. We're going to have some great new content. Again, this is just announcements and stuff that I wanted to include with this and everything else. More stuff next week and new content too, instead of this old stuff. So, but if you do like the older content and want us to include it, please send us an email or leave us a comment on Facebook or a message on Facebook letting us know. So please interact with us. Don't be afraid. We will read your emails on air. That has always been our policy straight from the beginning when we did Electric Eye. So that being said, I am out. I am going to go watch some more YouTube and some stuff in preparation for Endgame next week. So, take care, peace out, and I hope you had a great Easter.
You've been listening to the Long Coat Mafia Podcast, the internet's most hated and mafia-themed geek podcast.